Good morning, children. Welcome to our third module. In this module, we will learn unlike fractions and comparison of fractions and some word problems based on this. So, children, let us know what is the meaning of unlike fraction. In unlike fractions, the denominators of the fractions are different. Example, 5 by 4, 5 by 1, 5 by 8, 5 by 3, and so on. Unlike fractions, with the different denominators also we can say. Example, in my PPT slide I showed, I took two circles. In one circle, I divided exactly into two parts. In another circle, I divided exactly into three equal parts. In first circle, one part I shaded. So the fraction of this is 1 by 2. In second figure, I shaded two parts. That is 2 by 3. So 1 by 2 and 2 by 3, they are unlike fractions. Now, let us compare fractions with like denominators. That means what? When denominators are same, you already learned in previous module, they are called like fractions. It is easy to compare them. Example, in PPT slide, one circular disc I took and I divided exactly into 8 parts. In second circular disc also, I divided exactly into 8 parts. But I shaded in first figure 5 parts, in second figure 3 parts. So their fractions are 5 by 8 and 3 by 8. So since the denominators are equal, we can compare only the numerators. So 5 is greater than 3. Therefore 5 by 8 is greater than 3 by 8. In circle, now I took rectangles. Again, two rectangles I took. In first case, two rectangles I divided exactly into 8 parts. But the shading I showed different. In first case, I shaded 5 parts. In second case, I shaded 7 parts. So the fractions can be written as 5 by 8 and 7 by 8. So which is smaller? Yes, 5 by 8 is smaller than 7 by 8. Now, another simple examples I gave in next slide. 2 by 4, 3 by 4. Children, which is smaller? Yes, 2 by 4 is smaller than 3 by 4. Now, 3 by 8, 6 by 8. Which sign will come? Yes, less than. 3 by 8 is less than 6 by 8. Now I'll give 2 by 3, 1 by 3. So which sign will come? Yes, greater than. 2 by 3 is greater than 1 by 3. Suppose if I ask 2 by 6, 4 by 6, what sign will come? Yes, 2 by 6 is less than 4 by 6. Now, with the different denominators. Now numerators are same. So these are nothing but unlike fractions. See, in this case, what is the procedure we follow? If the denominators are different and numerators are same, what we do? The greater fraction will have the larger amount of the whole shaded. Because in this slide, I am saying the comparison of fractions by shading them. See here, in one circle, 3 parts. In another circle, I took 5 parts. But I shaded only in first circle, 1 part. In second circle also, 1 part. So the fractions can be written as 1 by 3, 1 by 5. So what I said, the greater fraction will have the larger amount of the whole shaded. So which is the shading part is more? Yes, in case of 3, 1 by 3. So 1 by 3 is greater than 1 by 5. Next, see, without shading, easy to compare. Same rule I'll say. Here also, numerators I took same. Now easily you can identify which fraction is smaller, biggest one, which fraction is the smallest one. What is the rule I said? The biggest fraction means denominator is small. Smallest means the denominator is big. Now I'll give example. 1 by 5, 1 by 4, 1 by 3. Which is biggest? Yes, 1 by 3. Which is smallest? Yes, 1 by 5. Next, another example I'll give. 2 by 5, 2 by 4, 2 by 3. So here also numerators are same. So which fraction is the biggest one? Yes, 2 by 3. Which is the smallest one? Yes, 2 by 5. Suppose if both numerators are and denominators are separate, then how to compare them? We must follow some steps. To compare two fractions, first we'll find least common denominator. That is LCD or least common multiple also we can find. Rewrite each fraction as an equivalent fraction using the LCD. After that, we can compare simply numerators, making the denominators equal. Example I took here, 3 by 5, 7 by 9. In this, numerators and denominators are different. For this, first step we'll follow, we make common denominator. How to make common denominator? 5, 9, both are coprime. So 5 into 9, 45. So second step, what we will do? We make equal fraction with the new denominator. That is 3 by 5 to make 45. What we will multiply? 5 9s. Yes, 3 by 5 into 9 by 9. That is 27 by 45. Next, 7 by 9. We will multiply by 5 by 5. So 7 into 5, 9 into 5. So 35 by 45. Now we can compare the numerators, 27 and 35. 27 is less than 35. Therefore, 3 by 5 is less than 7 by 9. Same way, another example, 3 by 4 and 2 by 3. Here also same, 4 and 3 LCM you take 12. Now you make denominators equal by multiplying. How much is required, that we will multiply. 4, 3 is 12. Again, to make another one, 3, 3, 4 is. So 3 by 4 into 3 by 3. 2 by 3 into 4 by 4. That is 9 by 12, 8 by 12. So 9 by 12 is greater than 8 by 12. Another example, taking LCM. 3 by 8, 5 by 12. 8 to 12 LCM. If you take LCM between 8 and 12, we'll get 24. Same way, here also, you make denominators equal. 8, 24 is LCM. So 8 and 24, 8 table, 8 3 is a. Next, 12 table, 12 2 is a. So 3 by 8 into 3 by 3. That is 9 by 24. 5 by 12, that is 10 by 24. So, which is smaller? 9 by 24 is smaller than 10 by 24. Yes. Next, see, if it is more than two fractions, suppose if I ask three fractions, write in ascending order if I ask, what you will do? Same procedure. Denominators, all the denominators will make equal by taking LCM. Compared to LCM here, we can take, suppose example here 3 by 7 I take first. So that 7 denominator you ignore. Take 5 and 3. 5 3 is how much? 15. So 3 by 7 into 15 by 15. Next 4 by 5. Now you don't take 5. Take 7 and 3. That is 7 3 is 21. So multiply 4 by 5 with 21 by 21. Next one, what is left? 2 by 3. Now 3 you leave it. 7 and 5. That is 7 5 is 35. So 2 by 3 into 35 by 35. So what are the products we'll get? 45 by 105, 82 by 105, 70 by 105. Ascending order I asked. So small to big. That is 45 by 105, 70 by 105, 82 by 105. 45 by 105, by which fraction we got? Yes, 3 by 7. Next, 70 by 105, what is the fraction? Yes, 2 by 3. Next, 82 by 105, what is the fraction? 4 by 5. So order is 3 by 7, less than 2 by 3, and less than 4 by 3. Now let us take some word problems. Here, Rafiq exercised for 3 by 6 of an hour, while Rohit exercised for 3 by 4 of an hour. Who exercised more? So here, taking the hour, I converted into minute. In this way also you can do it. How? 3 by 6 of an hour. That is what hour means, 60 minutes. 3 by 6 into 60. That is 6 tens are 60. So we'll get 30 minutes. Next 3 by 4. 3 by 4 into 60. 4 15s. So 15 threes are 45 minutes. This method, if you want, you can do. Otherwise, what we learned in previous slides, we can do what is comparing numerators. Because here, since numerators are same, 3 by 4 and 3 by 6. Followed? Because here, since numerators are same, so which one is the biggest one? Yes, smaller denominator. That is what? 3, 4. 3 by 4. So 3 by 4 is greater than 3 by 6. Therefore, who did more work? Rohit exercised longer time. Next, see another word problem. Sara, Reshma and Kritika had donated 2/3 and 5/6 and 4/5 of their monthly pocket money to a relief fund, which was collected by the school. So, in this, who donated more for the relief fund, we must find. 2 by 3, 5 by 6 and 4 by 5. Same. Make denominators equal. 3 and 6, easily you can say orally LCM is 6. Again 6 and 5, they are co-prime. So 6, 5 is 30. So LCM of 3, 6, 5, it becomes as 30. So same way, you can multiply 2 by 3 to make 30, 3 tens are. So 10 by 10, 5 by 6, to make denominator 30, 6 5s are, so 5 by 5. Next 4 by 5, to make 5, 30, 5 6s are, so 6 by 6. So the product is 20 by 30, 25 by 30 and 24 by 30. In this, which is a more number, 25 by 30. Therefore, Reshma donated more to the relief fund. So, did you understand, children? So, to get better exercise sums, to do it. So, you will get enough practice. So, children, thank you. We'll meet again in our next module.